With Ross Chastain. Row two, Brandon Jones and Connor Zilich. And on the front row, as you just mentioned, Nick Sanchez and Taylor Gray. The fans are on their feet. They're going to give these drivers a monster wave this afternoon as they come around to get the green flag. And we're about to turn them loose at the Monster Mile.
Again, stage one will last to lap 45, stage two, lap 90, then 110 to the end of the Bet Rivers 200.
There we go on the outside. Taylor Gray takes his Toyota Supra. Big jump on Nick Sanchez. Taylor Gray is going to be able to clear him. He'll drop down to the bottom as they race into one.
And that was a great start for Gray as he works the very bottom of the racetrack, paints that line, comes under that first bridge I talk about down in turn number two. He'll lead the field by about four car lengths here into turn number three over the 48 of Nick Sanchez. Side-by-side battle there for the third spot.
That's Connor Zilich inside. Brandon Jones on the outside also right there. Ross Chastain and Eric Almirola.
Boy, those are four fast cars, and they are side-by-side with each other. Jones to the outside. Zilich working to the inside. Behind him, it's Eric Almirola staying tight with Ross Chastain. They stay two by two. That battle rages through three.
Taylor Gray has broken away with the lead. Nick Sanchez is catching him, but we'll follow this battle for third. Again, Brandon Jones on the outside of Connor Zilich, and they will hang door-to-door as they go to one.
Oh, that's exactly right. They stay door-to-door. Now Sanchez moves a little bit, or excuse me, Connor Zilich gets the jump over into the third spot as they work their way down the backstretch here for the third time here today. Bottom of the racetrack, Brandon Jones, then Eric Almirola, Ross Chastain.
A little bit of a wiggle from Chastain. That allows William Sawalich to make up some ground, but up front, Taylor Gray leading Sanchez to turn one.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and he's got plenty of lead there and a lot of clean air behind him and in front of him. Meanwhile, you got to go all the way back about to the 12th spot or so before you find a side-by-side battle. That's where Sammy Smith is. Here's the leader once again, all four.
Jesse Love just made a big move off of turn number two, came from the high side, swung to the bottom, took momentum to drive around to the inside of Harrison Burton. Now move Jesse Love up to the ninth spot as the leaders are back in two.
Harrison Burton isn't going away, though. He stays right with him and will lose about two car lengths off of turn number two. Up front, though, the leader is his lead is shrinking by about three more car lengths. Once again, as Nick Sanchez gives chase.
We talked about Justin Allgaier starting in the back of the pack. He has already moved up nine positions. Meanwhile, the fight for third is the hot spot right now. Zilich has it. Brandon Jones trying to take it away.
Brandon Jones in that typical colors of his, that bright green, as he tries to work to the bumper of Sanchez as they work down the backstretch of their Connor Zilich. Behind him, Eric Almirola, and then Ross Chastain this afternoon in the number nine car.
As the field settles in, another car on the move. Oh, almost got just too close together. You've got Ryan Sieg. He's driven to the inside of Sammy Smith. He's still going to keep a nose on the quarter panel. Sammy Smith now is going to pull in front. This is at the back of the top 15.
Yeah, Sammy Smith stays down at the bottom of the racetrack. Sieg gets right to his bumper once again there as they come under the bridge off of turn number two. Down the back stretch here. They run side by side. Now down to the bottom of the racetrack right in front of those. It's Sheldon Creed battling with Harrison Burton.
Now Harrison is battling with Jeb. That's a three-car fight for the ninth spot. Currently, Jeb has it. Burton holding off Creed.
Yeah, Creed goes right to the bumper of Harrison. Harrison now is going to try to take advantage of Jeb sliding up the racetrack. He'll get right to his cousin's bumper. They get now a single file as they work their way down through turn three.
Up in front of them, Jesse Love is the one on the move right now. He's sitting in eighth, William Sawalich in tenth. Love puts a headlight down on the lower quarter panel of William Sawalich. He'll have to tuck in behind as they head back to one.
A little bit of an advantage there for Sawalich, making about a car length and a half over Jesse Love as he continues to try to stalk. Then it's a great distance, about 12 cars back till you get to the next side-by-side battle. Harrison Burton still trying to hold on to his spot as his cousin challenges.
Jeb Burton has the ninth position. Harrison tried to take it away, lost some ground. He falls back into the clutches of Sheldon Creed. And now here is Austin Hill looking to the inside of Sam Mayer.
He's going to make that pass easily now. Slides up the racetrack just a little bit. And Sam Mayer says, well, if you're going to give it back to me, I'll take it. Has to settle in behind him now as they work their way down the backstretch. Mayer still on the hunt there trying to make that pass.
A lot of tight racing through the field again. We'll look up front in the seventh. You got Jesse Love, and he wants that seventh spot from William Sawalich. Pat, this time I think he's going to tuck into one.
Sticks the nose right underneath Sawalich down in turn number two. Now we'll work up off the corner, side-by-side battle with those two cars. They stay side-by-side down the backstretch. Now Love will tuck in behind him and try to set him up once again down in this corner.
Top six cars kind of strung out, but the battle for seventh raging. The battle for ninth as well. Harrison Burton again going after Jeb Burton as Sheldon Creed looks to Harrison's inside.
Creed has the inside position there on that battle with Burton, but he can't quite make it stick. Now he gets side by side with him. He'll try to work it up off the corner. Burton gets the advantage there as they work down the backstretch.
Up front, Nick Sanchez running in second. He's actually using higher groove on the racetrack, trying to carry momentum on our race leader, Taylor Gray, as they race back into one.
Call it five car lengths as they get into turn number one. You're right about that. He moves up to high spot on the racetrack. So Wallach already trying to search around this racetrack to find some more running room. That's a good battle up front. They work their way into turn number three, middle of turns two and three.
Tracking Justin Allgaier's progress, he's now plus 15, has moved up to the 22nd position. So we'll take a break here at Dover, Delaware. 13 laps down, Taylor Gray has led every single one.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We're just underway here on the Monster Mile in the Bet Rivers 200. 29 laps to go in stage one. Taylor Gray, your leader. The rest of the top five, Nick Sanchez, Connor Zilich, Brandon Jones, and Eric Almirola. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway and the Bet Rivers 400. 20 laps completed here of the 45 that make up eBay stage number one. Mark, a lot of hard racing on the racetrack, especially with some fast cars working their way up through the field.
None harder than ninth place. Jeb Burton has it, trying to wrestle it away. You've got Harrison Burton, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, Ryan Sieg. They're all in a big bunch, currently working in turn number four. Here is Jeb Burton continuing to lead that battle. Creed has finally worked his way past Harrison Burton. Those five cars line up single file in turn one.
They get into turn one, and all of a sudden, one of those Burton boys decides, I'm going to get another spot there. Harrison Burton on the move. They work their way down the backstretch, and you're right, Mark, that is a great battle amongst those as they work their way into turn number three. Watching Sheldon Creed trying his best to get in underneath the 27.
Sheldon Creed now ducks to the inside of Jeb Burton. He's going to have to tuck in behind him further toward the front. Been a great battle now that Connor Zilich has backed up to. That's between Brandon Jones and Eric Almirola. Pat, they're headed straight for you.
Almirola had an advantage a little earlier down here on turn two and three. He's kind of given up a little bit of that as Jones continues to try to chase Connor Zilich.
Let's give you a full field rundown with now 23 laps to go in stage number one. Taylor Gray, your leader, he's led every single lap, 23 and counting. Nick Sanchez, second. Connor Zilich, third. Fourth, Brandon Jones. Eric Almirola, fifth. Sixth, Ross Chastain. William Sawalek, seventh. Eighth, Jesse Love. Jeb Burton, ninth. Sheldon Creed is 10th.
Harrison Burton runs in 11th. 12th is Austin Hill. Ryan Sieg is 13th. 14th is Sam Mayer. Sammy Smith, 15th. 16th is Dean Thompson. Justin Allgaier, 17th. Rajah Caruth is 18th. 19th, Matt DiBenedetto. 20th is Carson Qualls.
Parker Retzlaff is 21st, Brennan Poole in 22nd, LeVar Scott 23rd, Jeremy Clements 24th, Ryan Truex mired back in 25th, 26th is going to be Christian Eckes, who just got by Leland Honeyman, who's 27th, 28th is going to be Finch, Anthony Alfredo 29th, and Daniel Dye in 30th.
Josh Williams runs 31st, 32nd, Kyle Sieg, Ryan Ellis 33rd, 34th is Blaine Perkins, Josh Balicki 35th, Garrett Smithley is 36, Kaz Grala running for Auer Motorsports in their final race, 37th, and Nick Lights is running in 38th. That leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com and find a professional installer near you.
So right now, the leader, Taylor Gray, starting to get into lap traffic, and Pat Patterson, he's been able to go inside, outside so far.
Yeah, it's been really great so far. He's already put a couple of cars down, a lap down, and now he's working on Josh Balicki. Now what's happened, too, is that's given Nick Sanchez a chance to catch up, but bad news for him in the rearview mirror is Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones now a car length off the back bumper of that big machine Chevrolet of Nick Sanchez as they race back into one.
Sanchez has got to work around Kaz Grala. That's going to give Jones a chance to get right to his bumper. Here comes Brandon. Almost gives him a tap. Has a chance to get inside. Makes a great pass, Brandon Jones does, down the back stretch, under the bridge, and now he'll go up and try to catch the 54.
And now looking to the inside of Nick Sanchez, it's Eric Almirola. He's trying to climb through the same open door as Brandon Jones, his teammate at JGR. He's still, though, trying to make that pass in one.
And he's making a good time of it as he works down at the very bottom of the racetrack. He gets right to Jones's bumper now. Here comes his teammate. Can he make a move down the back stretch? Jones goes to the bottom. He's going to have to work his way around another number of cars now. Tight battle there in the middle of three.
Brandon Jones going underneath Kaz Grala, Josh Balicki. These two cars are lap cars. Meanwhile, Taylor Gray leads the race into one as we have 16 to go in eBay stage number one.
Taylor Gray doing a great job of working this lap traffic this afternoon. Now he's got a lot of clear racetrack in his mirror. Behind him, though, the battle for second and third rages. Watching Brandon Jones still has his teammate in his rear view as they work through three.
Looking at the battle now for 10th, Sheldon Creed cleared Jeb Burton. Now he has his hands full with Harrison Burton and Ryan Sieg as they work their way out of turn four. Sieg underneath Harrison. Now he goes after Jeb in turn one.
Down to the bottom of the racetrack. Everybody's trying to find some more grip down in turns one and two. Harrison's kind of held up there. So is Sieg for the moment. They work their way under the bridge and down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. All grouped together. Race into turn at number three. Burton now really being challenged by Sieg.
As they grind the rubber into this concrete, the track is widened out. Now we're from the white line to the outside retaining wall. Let's continue this battle. Jeb Burton right on the back bumper of Ryan Sieg into one.
Ryan Sieg by about a half a car length out there. Burton drifts way up to the top side of the racetrack. I mean way up. Gives up some spots there as he works his way down the backstretch. Now gets back under the control. He's about three car lengths off of Ryan Sieg into three.
For Ryan Sieg, it would certainly be important for him to get a stage point, so he has worked his way up to the 10th spot. Still 13 laps to go in eBay stage number one here at the Monster Mile.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive?
Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Sweepstakes fans, start your entries. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway to enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra, plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway now to drive off a winner. We have just 10 laps to go in stage number one here at Dover. Joe Gibbs Racing the top three. Taylor Gray leads. Eric Almirola has moved up to second, and Brandon Jones runs in third. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Dover Motor Speedway, they're in the end of stage one here in the Xfinity Series. Connor Zilich having a little bit of issue right now, says he has absolutely no rear grip. Meanwhile, Eric Almirola on the charge as we near the end of the stage. He says the car has been feeling good this whole stage. The only issue he's had is a little bit of trash on the grill, but he was able to get it off within a couple of laps.
So Justin Allgaier started this race in 37th after his car hit the wall during qualifying. Well, guess what? He just got a twofer, passed Ryan Sieg and Sheldon Creed on the same lap, and has climbed 28 spots to ninth place.
And now Justin Allgaier was trying to drive to the inside of Jesse Love. He'll have to chase his back bumper as they go back into one.
Now here comes the champ down to the bottom of the racetrack in his number three Chevy. Works it out. He's going to come out side by side with Jesse Love. They'll battle door to door. Got really close to each other off of turn at number two. Now out into turn number three. Jesse Love slides up the racetrack, opens up the door, and the seven car moves on.
We've got four laps left in eBay stage number one. So Love will try to make a move back to the inside as they chase William Sawalich.
Yeah, and again, top side of the racetrack, that's where Justin goes this time. He'll try to get the good run off the hill to further that lead out in front of Love. Now he gets away. He'll set his sights, Justin Allgaier, on to Zilich. And Zilich is in the middle of three and four.
Three to go for Taylor Gray, who has led every lap of this race so far. We'll pick that battle up once again. Justin Allgaier continues to move up. The next car on the list, William Sawalich, as they race back into one.
About a two-car separation now. Once again, Allgaier goes way up to the racetrack, going to diamond the corner down in one and two. Gets a good run off the hill. That's going to give him some momentum to come down and maybe challenge Sawalich into turn number three. Gets right to the bumper. Once again, he's going to go upstairs here in three and four.
He goes way up to the top of the racetrack. Zilich exits turn four on the inside, slides up, tries to at least get in front of Allgaier, can't do it. They're door-to-door now in one.
You see real clearly now where all those laps to the veteran of Justin Allgaier is going to pay off. He's going to make that pass as he comes off of turn three, down here into turn three, I should say, under the bridge, and set sail. He's about a four car lengths ahead.
Pit road is closed. One lap to go here in stage number one at Dover Motor Speedway. Taylor Gray continues to lead Eric Almirola.
He has done a marvelous job so far with his race car this afternoon, especially working this lap traffic. Taylor Gray has really set the pace here this afternoon, and it's not going to end soon enough for him because the 19 car is right there.
as they work out of turn four. Taylor Gray is going to win eBay stage number one here on the Monster Mile, but fast closing Eric Almirola winds up in second. Brandon Jones third. Connor Zilich is going to finish fourth in stage one. Ross Chastain fifth. Sixth, Nick Sanchez. Justin Allgaier up 30 spots. He winds up seventh. William Sawalich eighth. Ninth, Jesse Love. And 10th, Sheldon Creed. For Taylor Gray, that is stage win number two in 2025.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to... across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
They sponsor the Restart Zone. They sponsor our PRN broadcast. That's Echo Park Automotive. Every car happy owner, Echo Park Automotive. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway, where Taylor Gray has won stage number one. We're going to go around at least one more time before pit road opens up. And Mark, it's going to be a busy place.
It certainly is. And again, these are going to be big stops because getting a little bit cloudy. Again, remember, stage number two ends at lap race official. By the way, Brendan Poole, currently running in 23rd, wanted to mention earlier, didn't get a chance. Chris, our motorsports, they are shutting down after this race. Their 279th Xfinity Series race. Tough to see them go. Brendan Poole is their driver for the final time.
And it's actually Kaz Grala in the number five.
I'm sorry, Kaz Grala.
The great thing about this, Chris Auer is an awesome guy. Has a very successful plumbing company up in Massachusetts. You got Kaz Grala as a Massachusetts guy. I think it's just only appropriate that Kaz Grala gets to run this final race there for Auer Motorsports. Just a wonderful team, and they've certainly done a lot. So we wish them the best finish they can get today.
And you have a guy around that many races, a team like that, and Chris has supported the sport for a number of years now, you really want him to stay. You'd like for him to continue. Tough to see that team shut down.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like pit road is going to remain closed here at the end of stage number one, and they'll send him around one more time. Right now, we look at the cars on the lead lap. There are 31 of them. Dover Motor Speedway has a very tight pit road, both the width of the pit stalls and the width of pit road. This is going to get busy here. This is the place where you can't make mistakes. You have to be heads up. Can't afford to hit another car on pit road.
So we've talked about how there's walls all the way around the racetrack. If you're on the track, that wall is the inside. If you're on pit road, it's the outside of pit lane. You don't have grass to run off into. So if you slam into somebody, door to door. You're going to put them right in the fence. So it is really tight here at Dover.
Yeah, it is a very, very tight pit road. So we'll see how things go as Taylor Gray leads Eric Almirola, Brandon Jones. Top three, all Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota Supras. Then you have a couple of Junior Motorsports Chevrolets with Connor Zilich and Ross Chastain balancing the top five. Big Machine Racing's Nick Sanchez, Atlanta winner Nick Sanchez running sixth. Justin Allgaier is now running where he should have started this race, Mark, in seventh. He's the one that made the last big adjustment on his car when he hit the wall in qualifying, and that thing is flying.
Absolutely is. It'll be fun to watch him now because he is certainly serious about winning here on the Monster Mile this afternoon. Allgaier up 30 positions. In Stage 1, Jeremy Clements was up 10. Christian Eck is 7. Ryan Sieg, Dean Thompson each moved up and improved 6 positions.
All right, Taylor Gray now leads them past the commitment line. The first person they'll see on pit road is Heather DeBow.
Yeah, and you guys talked about it. Justin Allgaier commended his team on the hard work they put in to get that car ready to go. Drove up to 7th. He said right now all he needs is a little bit more front turn at the three-quarter mark and some rear lateral grip. In for his first time on pit road, LeVar Scott just in front of him. And our stage winner, Taylor Gray, just in front of that. He said he's pretty decent, just a little bit free. And they had an issue. The rear tire changer's hose got stuck under the right rear. So a little bit of a slow stop here for our points leader, our stage winner that's going to cost him, Brett McMillan.
Track bar adjustment for Brandon Jones. He wants to roll the corner of Betterson. He was a little bit too free. They're finished up on the left side, 15.2 seconds. Also, an air pressure adjustment for the number 88 of Connor Zilich as he heads back out. I'm watching Jesse Lovely, and he's got a long ribbon tailing out the gas cap, out the gas hose. So I'm not quite sure exactly what that is.
So the first cars off of pit lane, Brandon Jones, Connor Zilich, Eric Almirola, Justin Allgaier, William Sawalich, Taylor Gray, who won the opening stage, his pit stop, 23.3 seconds. He has lost a ton of track position.
Good thing he has a fast Toyota. We'll see if he can get that closer to the front. When we come back, we'll go through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone for stage number two here at Dover.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Getting set for stage number two here at Dover. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Getting set for stage number two, here's a full field rundown brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza Pizza app. Our leader is Brandon Jones. Connor Zilich is second. Third, Eric Almirola. Fourth is Justin Allgaier. William Sawalich fifth. Sixth, Jesse Love. Ross Chastain seventh. Eighth, Sheldon Creed. Ninth, Nick Sanchez. Ryan Sieg is 10th.
Austin Hill runs in 11th. 12th is Dean Thompson. Sammy Smith 13th. Harrison Burton 14th. Taylor Gray went from the win in stage number one down to 15th after getting set on the hose and having a slow pit stop. Christian Eck is 16th. 17th, Matt DiBenedetto. 18th, Jeb Burton. Parker Retzloff 19th. Brennan Poole 20th.
Then you have Jake Finch in 21st, 22nd Carson Quapple, Daniel Dye 23rd, Jeremy Clements 24th, 25th Ryan Truex, Sam Mayer 26th, then Rajah Caruth 27th, 28th Leland Honeyman, Kyle Sieg 29th, 30th Anthony Alfredo.
31st is LeVar Scott. He'll have to start at the tail of the field after a speeding penalty on his first ever Xfinity pit stop. Josh Williams 32nd. He got the free pass. Minus one lap. Kaz Grala in 33rd. Garrett Smithley 34th. Ryan Ellis 35th. 36th Nick Leitz. Josh Balicki 37th. And 38th is Blaine Perkins.
We had a chance to look at the replay. Tough break for Taylor Gray. They jacked up the car. They changed the right side. And when they dropped it down, the rear tire changer somehow, the hose had slid under the tire and they dropped the car. They had to have the jackman come all the way back around from the driver's side back to the passenger side, jack it up just to get that hose out from underneath. 23.3, a totally slow stop for Taylor Gray.
Yeah, I think they're actually lucky they're running in 15th. All right, Mark, here we go. We're about to hit the Echo Park Automotive restart zone to start stage number two. Control car, Brandon Jones is going to start on the inside of Connor Zilich. He will get the jump, but so does Connor Zilich. He hangs side by side. You've got on the inside now. Justin Allgaier wants to come from the back to the front.
Jones at the bottom of the racetrack. Zilich to the outside in the 88. That battle rages. Now Zilich gets ahead as he races underneath the bridge. He's got the lead now and tows the field down into turn at number three. Jones is right there. The battle for third. Here comes Eric Almirola with Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier looks to the inside. Almirola from the outside fights him off. Allgaier's fourth, and it's Jesse Love and William Sawalich.
It's been a fast race car for that number 19 this afternoon. Once again, Almirola looking for that second spot. Tries to make a move on his teammate there. Can't get it done. First 10 cars or so. Now single file as they work under the bridge and into three.
It's 34 laps to go in stage number two this time by. Looking at the back of the top 10, Ryan Sieg just made a big move on William Sawalich, or Nick Sanchez, rather. He was able to take away that spot. Sheldon Creed also on the move on the inside.
Creed's got his hands full there with Watermelon Man to the outside. Ross Chastain can't get anything down there. Creed stays at the bottom of the racetrack. Now Chastain will almost push Creed down into turn at number three. That battle is a tight one there midway through three and four.
So Creed on the bottom. He'll get a clear pass. Allgaier through this, rather, Chastain through the same open hole. Sanchez drops back in front of Austin Hill as they fight it out in turn number one.
Meanwhile, up in front of them, here goes Ryan Sieg. He gets another spot now as he works around Sawalich, and he'll set his sights on Jesse Love. Jesse Love's about 5 to 6 car lengths behind Justin Allgaier. Here comes Almirola once again bidding for that second spot.
Almirola running in third right now, right behind Brandon Jones, while Connor Zilich pulls away. Here comes Almirola now up to the back bumper of Jones.
He'll get right to his bumper, stays in his tire tracks. Everybody painting the bottom line over there in one and two. They stay that way under the bridge. Allgaier now also with a chance to pull in close as they race into three.
Austin Hill drives underneath Nick Sanchez, so move him up to eighth. Sanchez back in the 10th spot. His car now slides way up the racetrack. After restarting 15th, Taylor Gray, after winning stage one, has gone back to 11th. And now here we have Sammy Smith challenging in turn number one.
Sammy Smith tries his best to get to the very bottom of the racetrack to make a move and get another position there. He's got his hands full with Daniel Dyer right behind him up front. Meanwhile, look at Justin Allgaier midway through three and four looking for second.
Justin Allgaier drove right up to the back bumper of Eric Almirola. He had to back it up in turn number four, but he's on the charge again as they head to one.
Allgaier about a half a car length back now, bidding for that fourth spot midway through one and two underneath the bridge. Meanwhile, out in front, it is a great run for the leader as Zilich gets about a 12 to 15 car lead.
Nick Sanchez is back there now in the 12th spot, and he's got a big pack behind him. Dean Thompson, Sammy Smith, Christian Eckes, Harris Merton, and Matt DiBenedetto in that group as they thunder out of turn four, cross the stripe, and head back to the banking in turn number one.
Can't say enough good things about Dean Thompson today in that black number 26. He has done a great job of hanging with his front bunch all afternoon long. They work under the bridge and off of turn number two. It's a tight battle. Sammy Smith is right behind Thompson as they work their way through three and four.
Eric Almirola's moved up to second, getting around Brandon Jones. Now Ryan Sieg wants to get into the top five. He is right on the inside of Jesse Love.
And he pushes Love basically to the top side of the racetrack. No Moss there for the number two driver. He gives that spot up pretty easy. Now he'll reload and try to maybe take it back into turn at number four. Number three can't get it done there. Meanwhile, Sawalic closes back in.
Sawalic, though, slides up the racetrack. Sheldon Creed looks inside, can't do it. They line up nose to tail just in front of Ross Chastain.
Creed tries to once again hang on to this group here. They work the very bottom of the racetrack. Chastain up in front of this group as they work under the bridge and off down the middle of the backstretch. Sawalic trying to close back in on Jesse Love.
Meanwhile, William Sawalic has Sheldon Creed right on his back bumper. Sawalic moves up to the middle group. Sheldon Creed now opens it up on the inside. He's going to try and hang with him. Now Creed will have to tuck into the back bumper, and Ross Chastain will take advantage.
Yeah, the nine car sees what Creed's doing. Now he sees an advantage down in one and two. Ross will get right to his bumper. Now side by side. That's the way they'll battle down the backstretch. Chastain in the number nine for Junior Motorsports into turn number three. Tries to take that position away, but Creed battles back on the top.
And right behind the Ross Chastain machine, it is going to be Austin Hill. And don't look now, Taylor Gray trying to march his way back to the front.
He's got such a fast car, and he had such a great car for that first stage, and now he's trying to get right back in it as he gets right to the bumper of the number 21. That group will go single file down the backstretch and into turn number three. Bottom of the racetrack, painting the line there once again on four.
24 to go. Connor Zilich out front all by himself. Let's pick up this battle again at the back half of the top 10. You've got Sheldon Creed now pulling away from Ross Chastain, but Austin Hill pulling up to the number nine.
Yeah, the number 21 car now only about a car length and a half away from Ross Chastain in the green and white number nine, out next to that white wall here on the backstretch at Dover. Down to the bottom of the racetrack they go. Chastain being chased by the 21, and the 54 is really closing them down.
Want to talk about Ryan Sieg for a moment. He comes into this race 50 points below the cut line. Three races ago, he was above the cut line. But look at these last three finishes, 30th, 38th, and 35th. He needs something good to happen today. Basically would love to have a win to kind of hopscotch not only past the cut line, but right straight to the playoff.
Mark, not only does he have speed here today, he looks very impressive. Whenever he catches a rear bumper, he's almost able to pass the car at will. Up in the top five is going to be a big deal for them if they can stay there, not just for race points, but for stage points. Connor Zilich continues to lead here at Dover Motor Speedway. We have just 23 laps to go, 22 to go now in stage number two.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-859-0047. 800-859-0047. That's 800-859-0047.
Race fans, head over to echopark.com/speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. We have 19 to go in stage number two. Connor Zilich continues to lead Eric Almirola and Brandon Jones from Dover. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. We now have 15 laps to go here in stage number two. Once we get to lap 90 in the end of stage number two, if weather should come in, that would be an official race. Now, the race scheduled to go to 200 laps. We want to see all 200, Mark, because this is exciting. Right now, Connor Zilich out front by himself. Eric Almirola catching him. You got Brandon Jones running there in third. And then you have a bit of a hornet's nest. In fact, Pat Patterson, Justin Allgaier has been caught now by Ryan Sieg.
Yeah, Sieg is right there to the top side. They just get under Garrett Smithley down in 1 and 2. Sieg is right to the bumper there of the number 7. They work their way down the backstretch. Ryan Sieg has got a really great race car here this afternoon. Once again, those two cars, bottom of the racetrack, separated by about a car length.
Just behind them, Ross Chastain just passed William Sawalich, moved him up to 7th, and a great battle for 9th. Sheldon Creed trying to hold off Austin Hill and Taylor Gray. They're across the stripe and back to 1.
They work their way into turn number 1. Once again, Creed up to the top side of the racetrack. There in the number 21 car, Austin Hill. He'll get within about 2 car lengths. Taylor Gray trying to make up some distance here underneath the bridge over here in turn number 3. That battle continues all 4.
Stage 1 winner Taylor Gray had the problem on the pit stop. He is now just outside of the top 10, running in 11th, but right in front of him in 10th. You have Austin Hill wants to take away 9th from Sheldon Creed.
Hill down. Creed goes way up the racetrack, almost up next to the wall there in 1 and 2. Gathers it back together, down underneath the bridge, down the backstretch. 2.5 car lengths separate him from the driver of the number 21, Austin Hill. Hill's got to go, though. That 54 car is closing down fast with Taylor Gray.
Just up ahead, Jesse Love looks inside of Ross Chastain. Chastain says, no way. He'll lead those two cars back to 1.
Down into turn number 1 they go. Once again, Ross Chastain in a very fast number 9, trying to become the 7th winner for that team this year. Down the backstretch they go. Love out in front. Excuse me. He'll work his car down to the very bottom of the racetrack, get underneath the car of Nick Light.
10 to go in stage number 2 as we go down to pit road in Brett McMillan.
Well, Sammy Smith said that the car is really free, and his crew chief, Philip Bell, has told him, we're going to throw a lot at it here coming up in the next pit stop. And the two-time defending winner, Ryan Trick, said the car was really poor on takeoff at the start of this stage, and he says he has no rear security at all.
So past the stripe, Connor Zilich, he completes yet another lap as the leader, 27 and counting, and just 9 to go now in stage number 2.
Zilich works underneath the bridge off of turn number 2. Eric Almirola trying to close down. Now the challenge for Zilich right now, guys, is he's got a lot of lap traffic in front of him. Kaz Grala up next. He's got to work through that traffic.
And there's not a lot of room to race here at Dover Motor Speedway. So for Connor Zilich now, as he's catching Kaz Grala into turn number 1, is Grala going to give him a lane? Right now he moves midway up the racetrack. Zilich tries to drive underneath.
Under no obligation to move, but it looks like he'll do the right thing. Zilich is not going to even ask for permission. He's going to get right to his bumper as they work down into turn number 3. Kaz Grala stays right there, making it tough on the leader.
He slides up the racetrack, does Kaz Grala, through the opening on the inside, marches Connor Zilich. He crosses the stripe. Eric Almirola now dealing with that lap traffic.
Now Connor Zilich has got to get up here to the 71 car. That, of course, is the Leland Honeyman machine. They'll have to work around that car. Meanwhile, Eric Almirola really bearing down, taking advantage of all this lap traffic this afternoon. Once again, here's the leader back off turn 4.
Just a few laps ago, the gap was 1.3 seconds from Connor Zilich to Eric Almirola. It's been whittled down to 1 second as we now have 7 laps to go, or 6 in stage number 2.
Meanwhile, into middle of turn number 3 and 4, here's Zilich working underneath the 71, gets that position away. Got to go quick. Eric Almirola is right there trying to pull up and catch the leader as they work their way off of turn number 4 once again.
Down to the stripe, 5 laps left in stage number 2, and this race again becomes official. Here's Zilich climbing the banking once again.
He's got to keep going hard right now. Almirola is very, very experienced at this particular racetrack, knows where to find the grip right now. He's looking for it off of turn number 2. Here's Zilich midway down the backstretch. He goes down very bottom. His car really likes the bottom here in 3 and 4 off of turn 4.
Going to drop to the back of the top 10. Right now, Austin Hill has it, but stage 1 winner Taylor Gray wants to grab another stage point here. Off of turn number 4, Gray takes his Toyota down to the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill comes topside, but for Taylor Gray, it's whittling down. Now 4 laps to go in stage number 2, Pat.
Watching Taylor Gray down middle of the racetrack here in 1 and 2. He'll try to get to the bumper of the red and white number 21, driven by Austin Hill. Down the backstretch they come. Gray is much faster. It seems to be faster than Hill. He just got to get to the bumper, which is what he will do all 4.
As they work out of turn 4, though, Taylor Gray's car washes up the racetrack. Hill will continue to hold that position with 3 to go in stage number 2.
Here's Austin Hill now out in front of Gray by about 3 car lengths, back in the pack trying to save that point as the stage laps wind down here in the second stage. Down the backstretch they come. Once again, Austin Hill with a mirror full of Taylor Gray in the middle of 3 and 4.
Up front, Connor Zilich trying to put LeVar Scott a lap down. He's going to have to do it in a hurry. Coming off of turn number 2, Eric Almirola just 3 car lengths back.
Yeah, and that is something. LeVar Scott running his very first race, just trying to get out of the way and give the leader plenty of racing room. He's got to go. The 19 is there. He will challenge for the lead off 4.
Eric Almirola looks inside a little bit deeper in the corner than Connor Zilich. He is there right now, just 1 to go in stage number 2.
Connor Zilich trying to add another stat, an important one that will happen in the playoff for him. He wants another stage win here. Underneath the bridge off of turn number 2. Zilich up on the wheel hard now. Down underneath the third bridge, or no, turn number 3 bridge. Middle of 3 and 4. Looks like he's got Almirola covered off 4.
Connor Zilich will hold off Eric Almirola. He'll win stage number 2 here at Dover Motor Speedway. Eric Almirola comes in second. Third is Brandon Jones. Fourth, Justin Allgaier. Ryan Sieg will finish stage 2 in fifth. Ross Chastain, sixth. Seventh is Jesse Love. Eighth, Sheldon Creed. William Sawalich, ninth. And Austin Hill will hang on to 10th in stage number 2 here of the Bet Rivers 200.
Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Wirth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway, his third win in 2024.
This is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
So Connor Zilich has won stage number 2, his fourth stage win this season, and he would love to follow that up with a trip to Progressive Victory Lane, of course sponsored by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We'll have pit stops when we return to the Monster Mile. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway and the Bent Rivers 200, where Connor Zilich picks up another stage victory. And Mark, this race could be considered official. It's the end of stage two or halfway, whichever comes first. Halfway is lap 100, the end of stage two, lap 90. We've been looking out the window at a rain cell, which appears to be, I don't know, I'll estimate 5 miles away. Just a couple of small pop-ups. But we talked about this in the pre-race show. This is where things get really exciting, because if the wet weather should fall, that could also bring out the checkered flag. The start-finish line, the end of this race, is now at the front bumper of the lead car, and they're going to get after it.
So if they pit, will there be, you know, the guys up front, will there be somebody in mid-pack or farther back on the lead lap go like, I'll just move up to first place and hope we get a downpour? Because if they don't, they're going to be on older tires. They won't have as much Sunoco fuel in the cell to go very deep into the third and final stage. So again, the weather plays into this in a couple of different directions.
Our pit reporters tell us a couple of raindrops being felt on pit road. Nothing we can see, but this could hold to your strategy you were talking about earlier. Maybe we stay out. Pit road is going to remain closed right now, which is probably a good thing or a bad thing, depending on the entertainment factor, if they're feeling a couple of drops.
It gives the crew chiefs a little bit more time to rethink what they're about to do. If you look at the first two stages, Eric Almirola has finished second in both stages, so he has scored the most points so far this afternoon. Stage number two winner Connor Zilich, 17 points. Brandon Jones, 16th. And Justin Allgaier from the 37th position has scored 11 stage points today, which is really kind of crazy. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
A lot of teams talking about the weather right now. They're watching the clouds. They're watching the radar. They're talking about the fact that it looks like a storm is about 5 miles out. They're not sure NASCAR is going to open the pits. They feel like they got about 20 more minutes worth of racing. They said it's another storm building behind the one that's 5 miles out, that's another 5 miles out. So everybody's kind of speculating, playing weatherman right now. So we won't get into the old Larry McGriddle story about green radar.
All right, thank you. I like this. Like you said, now the crew chiefs, it's not a decision of engineering. It's not a decision of all that. It's a decision of unpredictability. They are opening pit road. We just heard the green light is on. The field is midway down the back straightaway here on the Monster Mile. This is going to be critical. We'll let Heather and Brett call the pit stop. Should we see any alternate strategy? Once they do that, we'll definitely let you know who does what, but we'll find out what happens here. So Connor Zilich now has that number 88 Chevrolet right there on the edge of the apron. He is going to dip it down. He will head to pit road, as do most of the leaders. So let's start things off with Heather DeBoe.
And William Swalich in that ninth position said the last changes help, but he's a little bit looser. Also, Justin Allgaier said he's too free firing off, but Ryan Sieg in that fifth position, and he said the car got tighter, but it was better that time. So the crew chief said, we're going to do a track bar adjustment for you here to help you on the long run. Brett McMillan.
Connor Zilich said that he needs more right rear grip. So that's what they're going to do, try to give him an air pressure adjustment. Brandon Jones also looking for some help with the right rear, and a track bar adjustment is what they're giving Zilich. Also, another guy that wants some right rear help, that is Eric Almirola. Said he can't be any tighter. Right now they drop Zilich. He's going to make win this race on pit road as far as four tire guys go. A 14.4 second stop for Zilich.
Off the pit lane, first is Connor Zilich, followed by Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier up one, Chastain up two to fourth, losing three spots. Eric Almirola is fifth off the pit lane, followed by Jesse Love, William Sawalich, Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, and the 10th driver off the pit lane is Sheldon Creed.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR Playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at nhms.com.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown as we're about to head through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone for stage number 3 of the Bet Rivers 200 here at Dover Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Dover Motor Speedway for the Bet Rivers 200. Everybody pitted that was on the lead lap except Kyle Seek, who now is doing the best rain dance he can possibly do inside that car, hoping this weather gets in here in a hurry, because, of course, lined up behind him, the guy who won stage number 2, one of the fastest cars we've had all afternoon, Connor Zilich, will make it pretty easy for him to be gobbled up. So let's give you an eBay leaderboard, swapping out your tires. There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from a smooth highway ride to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay. Things people love.
Kyle Sieg will be the control car as the leader through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone as the field is about to choose with one to go. Connor Zilich runs second. Third is Brandon Jones. Fourth, Justin Allgaier. Ross Chastain, fifth. Sixth, Eric Almirola. Jesse Love, seventh. Eighth is William Sawalich. Austin Hill is ninth. Ryan Sieg is 10th.
11th is Sheldon Creed. Taylor Gray, 12th. 13th, Sammy Smith. Christian Eckes. And now we have one driver dropping through the field. So Christian Eckes is now 13th. Matt DiBenedetto, 14th. 15th is Harrison Burton. 16th, Dean Thompson. Nick Sanchez, 17th. 18th, Carson Quapple. 19th, Sam Mayer. Jake Finch in 20th.
21st is Ryan Truex. Jeb Burton, 22nd. Daniel Dye, 23rd. Josh Williams, 24th. 25th, Brennan Poole. Anthony Alfredo, 26th. Rajah Caruth, 27th. Sammy Smith will have to start at the tail of the field for a penalty. That moves LeVar Scott up to 20th. 29th, Sammy Smith, Parker Retzloff in 30th.
In 31st, Jeremy Clements, the last car on the lead lap, minus 1 in 32nd, Leland Huntman, minus 2 and more below that, Ryan Ellis, 33rd, Kaz Grala, 34th, Nick Lights, 35th, Josh Balicki, 36th. Britt Smithley, 37th, 38th, Blaine Perkins.
Ross Chastain will also start at the tail of the field. They pitted twice. They brought him back down to make sure all five lug nuts were tight. Chevrolet, and that number 9 truly is tail of the field. Pace car is off, Mark. We don't know if this race will get to lap 200 or sometime before. Rain is in the area, but here we go. Kyle Sieg leads him through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone, but Connor Zilich gets a quick jump right behind him. Brandon Jones will try and take away second.
Kyle Sieg is a block, and he is blocking the road big time down in turns 1 and 2 up to the front. Here comes Zilich. He's got the lead. Brandon Jones bearing down. He wants that second spot, and behind him, Eric Almirola, field off of 4.
Kyle Sieg, everybody went inside, outside. Now he goes to the top of the racetrack. He started the opening lap of stage number 3 in first place. place, and where does he drop in the running order? All the way down to 18th, Pat.
Yeah, and that was exactly what he knew was going to happen. Can't blame him for trying, but good try. Try again next time. Up front, though, Connor Zilich isn't trying. He is getting it done off four.
Connor Zilich leads Brandon Jones. It's Eric Almirola, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love. Now battle right behind them. Austin Hill has the spot. Ryan Sieg wants to take it away. This is a battle for six.
Yeah, the fast guy from Georgia here working against another guy from down that way. The two of them side are right there door to door with each other now. Off a turn now, go side by, nose to tail into turn number four. The battle, though, got to go because the 54 of Taylor Gray wants to get in it as well.
This is a three-car fight for the sixth position. Ryan Sieg now wedges to the inside of Austin Hill, trying to take the spot away.
He's got to go. The 54 is there, and he's going to take a look underneath Hill as well. Can he make it work? Taylor Gray trying to grab another spot. Hill battles back right out next to the wall. Here as they dive into turn number three. Gray trying to move up, and he'll get it done off of turn four.
Taylor Gray clears Austin Hill up in front of them. Justin Allgaier's caught the back bumper of Eric Almirola. This is a battle for third.
Chevy versus Toyota. Allgaier in that fourth spot. He'll get within about a half a car length. Lets his car slide up the racetrack just so slightly. Now nose to tail. That's the way they run down the backstretch. Allgaier trying to catch the bumper of Eric Almirola.
They are 1.1 seconds behind the leader, Connor Zilich. Brandon Jones trying to reel him in. Then it's about 6 to 7 car lengths back to Almirola, Allgaier, and Jesse Love.
Allgaier right there in the mirror of Almirola in the middle of turns 3, 1, and 2. They settle in there off of the turn number 2 underneath the bridge. Right behind him, Jesse Love trying to hold on to that spot as he's got his teammate stalking him not too far back from there. And Ryan Sieg still putting up a great fight.
Austin Hill's the one struggling the most here on the restart. He's dropped to 8th. He looks to maybe lose that as Sheldon Creed has now caught the back bumper of a former teammate.
Creed runs well at this racetrack, and he would love to get there first this afternoon. Goes right to the bumper of Austin Hill. Can't make anything work. They get single file down the backstretch here at Dover. That's the way they run into turn at number 3. Behind Creed is William Sawalek.
With 94 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway.
Got a car in trouble here down the backstretch. Looks like it is William Sawalek. He's not under power. Now he's trying to get to the bottom of the racetrack. Make that Nick Sanchez is headed to the pit road.
Also on the pit lane, Ross Chastain. He's got a problem as well. And this all happening with 93 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200.
Rain bearing down here on Dover Motor Speedway just a couple of miles away. Connor Zilich out front with the lead, but he's being chased down by Brandon Jones.
Jones has got a great race car this afternoon. All those Joe Gibbs cars have been great. Right now, though, Chevy's got the lead up front. Jones works under the bridge off of turn number 2 down the back stretch to the bottom of the racetrack. Connor Zilich only 4 car lengths ahead.
Let's get an update from Heather DeBoe.
And Nick Sanchez on pit road right now. He came